English Pod 中国，
改变生活。
You're listening to English Pod. I'm John.
大家好，我是 Jenny. 今天呢，我们要 make an appointment.
Yeah, so in today's dialogue, we're going to hear a phone call and someone's trying to make an appointment.
对，然后我们会听到几种不一样的就是约时间的方法。
Right, you're trying to find out if the other person has time.
嗯，好，赶快来听对话。
Hello, Fairbrook Consulting. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Julianne Horton, and I'm calling to arrange an appointment with Miss McNeely.
Certainly. What day were you thinking of?
How's Thursday? Does she have any time available then?
Let me double check. Unfortunately, she's booked solid on Thursday. How does next Monday work for you?
Actually, I've got something scheduled on Monday. Can she do Tuesday?
Sure, Tuesday's perfect. May I ask where you're calling from?
Sure.Merton Financial Advisors.
Oh. Actually, Tuesday's no good. Sorry about that.
So, Jenny, did you notice, what kind of company answered the phone?
是一个 consulting company, 对不对?
对,叫 Fairbrook Consulting.
嗯, consulting company 是很多人想进的,因为如果你熬出头以后会赚很多钱，但是很辛苦，就是那种咨询公司。
是的，
嗯，大家都想进这种 McKenzie 麦肯锡。好，那我们今天打电话想要约时间的人，他怎么说
？I'm calling to arrange an appointment with Ms. McNeely。
所以这里是很有用的一个句式，去约时间的句式，对不对？
对，应该说一下你打电话的目的，对吧？
对，所以他说 I'm calling to arrange an appointment.
Right, I'm calling to arrange an appointment with Ms. McNeely. So the verb there is arrange.
对，安排，安排一个时间。
Yeah, you can also say I'm calling to set up an appointment with someone.
嗯，好，那 appointment 就是说我之后会和他面对面的面谈，
嗯，
是吧 ？Appointment. 好，那和谁？我们这里要用 with. I'm calling to arrange an appointment with Miss McNeely.
Yes, with.
With someone.
嗯，
好，那接下来这应该是个秘书吧 ，receptionist. 他说 ，Certainly. What day were you thinking of?
Right. What day were you thinking of?
就是你想要什么时间和他见面。但这里我有一个问题，为什么我们要用 past tense? What day were you thinking of?
It's a more polite way to ask.
Ah, okay, 所以就是比较礼貌的。
But if you say, what day are you thinking of, it's also correct.
好，那这个 Julian Horton, 他想什么时间呢?
So she says, how's Thursday?
How's Thursday? 星期四怎么样?
Yeah, so how is Thursday? How is Thursday for her?
嗯，然后他还问了一句话。
So she asked, does she have any time available then?
嗯，这里 does she, 这个 she 指的就是他想见面的这个人。然后他问秘书说，星期四的时候他有没有空？
嗯，
那我们怎么说有没有空？
Well, you could say, does she have time?
嗯。
But she says, does she have any time available then?
啊，所以这个也是比较 polite 的说法。
对，所以长一点。
我觉得英文越细节越长就越礼貌。
嗯，
好， does she have any time available? Available 就是有空的意思，对不对？
嗯。
好，那这里这个 then, does she have any time available then? 就是去替换 on Thursday 的。
是的。
嗯、
so she could have said, does she have any time then?
嗯，所以 available 不要也可以。
对。
好的，那个秘书怎么说？
She says, let me double check.
嗯。
So she says double check because she already checked her schedule today. She knows that she doesn't really have time, but she's going to check again. Double check.
Double check.
嗯。
再检查一下。
嗯。
然后他说，哎呀 ，unfortunately, she's booked solid on Thursday.
Yeah, so booked solid means appointments all day, no free time.
嗯 ，booked solid, 我记得我们前几节课的时候好像是去什么订 hotel,、然后房间都订满了，也是说 we're booked solid.
Yeah, also airplanes, booked solid.
Restaurants,、
Or
a person's schedule.
对，
都可以。
Booked solid，
忙死了 ，booked solid。然后这个秘书说，那下个星期一可以吗
？Yeah， how does next Monday work for you？
嗯，所以这个也是一种蛮礼貌的，就询问别人，你觉得怎么样啊？这个时间你行不行啊
？Yeah， how does this time work for you？
嗯，好，所以我们回答的话可以说。Yes, next Monday works for me, 对不对
Yeah, you can say that works for me.
如果不行的话我们就说 Oh, I'm afraid it doesn't work for me.
可以。
可以的。好那 Monday 怎么样呢
So she says, actually, I've got something scheduled on Monday.
Schedule, 是日程但这里是一个动词。
Yeah, scheduled.
I've got something scheduled, 就是我已经约了事儿我有事情。
对有安排。
有安排。
So I've got means I have.I have something scheduled.
好那他说礼拜二可不可以呢
So can she do Tuesday?
所以这里又是另外一种方法他没有说 does Tuesday work? 他说 can she do Tuesday?
Right, so both are okay, 都可以。
好那 answer 的话就可以说 yes.I can do Tuesday, 或者 I can't.
Right, so we often use do. For example, can you do lunch next week?
就是下周你有没有空一起吃午饭。
对对。
或者 we can do dinner next week, 一起吃晚饭。Yeah, right. 那如果说我们一起去看电影呢? Let's do movie.
Do a movie? That's a little strange.
好,所以 do 就是加在什么时间或者一个 meal。
我们经常说 do lunch, do dinner.
好的。然后呢他们搞了一圈以后 Tuesday 好像终于可以了。
然后后来。
Until, 这个秘书问 May I ask where you're calling from?
Yeah, Merton Financial Advisors.
Financial Advisors 听起来好像很不错耶。
很高级
对啊很高级的什么财务咨询公司。但其实这个我们等一下说了这样的公司有什么样的含义。
好的。And then, in the end, the secretary says, Tuesday's no good.
所以他突然就改变说法了。他说礼拜二应该是不行。所以这里我们可以说 no good, 不用说 Tuesday's not good.
Right, no good means bad.
就是不行对不对
对其实这个 not good 和 no good 有点区别的。
有点区别。反正我们就记得如果你不能做一件什么事儿的时候经常你说 Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, no good. Or that person is no good.
不是一个什么好鸟。好我们再来听一遍对话。
好。
Hello, Fairbrook Consulting. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Julianne Horton, and I'm calling to arrange an appointment with Miss McNeely.
Certainly. What day were you thinking of?
How's Thursday? Does she have any time available then?
Let me double check. Unfortunately, she's booked solid on Thursday. How does next Monday work for you?
Actually, I've got something scheduled on Monday. Can she do Tuesday?
Sure, Tuesday's perfect. May I ask where you're calling from?
Sure, Merton Financial Advisors.
Oh. Actually, Tuesday's no good. Sorry about that.
OK, John, 为什么 financial advisors, 这种财务顾问好像被人很鄙视嘛
Well, in Shanghai, right?
对我觉得特别是上海的 expats, 外国人
Yeah, so in Shanghai, you meet lots of people, you go to different activities, you exchange
cards.
Business cards, yes. And I don't know who it is, you never know who it is, but someone gets your business card.And they work for a financial advisor company. And then they call you and they want to set up a meeting and they want to sell you services.
所以 financial advisors 一般都不是什么很高级很正规的对吧、
I think a lot of them are not.
就是很 dodgy 的。
是的。
我觉得然后今天这种电话就是你不认识别人然后你就这样撞上去打电话我们叫 cold call。
是的。
然后在中国 cold call 比较多的好像就是来自要么什么乱七八糟做调查的或者房产公司的。有的时候什么你有贷款需要吗融资需要吗可能和 financial advisor 还是有一点点不一样吧。
对， financial advisor 一般都是打给外国人。
那就说啊、哦，我可以建议一下你怎么投资做资产配置是吧。
哎，是。
好，那我们今天的这个课呢是告诉大家怎么 make 一个 appointment， 我们下一次的课会说到怎么 cancel 一个 appointment。
Alright, so that's all for today。
嗯，如果你要知道怎么放别人鸽子的话，你可以下一次听我们的课。
Alright, see ya.
Bye bye.